Welcome to Inspiratree, Inspiration for the Greater Good, a weekly podcast offering a collection of compelling stories, poems, interviews, commentary, and meditations. I'm Ann McCready, and I'll be your guide for the next few minutes as we encourage one another to look beyond our own self-interest to see a path to peace based on the inspiratory values of compassion, creativity, collaboration, courage, and consilience. Today's theme is the greater good. Our program in a moment. There are many books and programs on the market today that promise motivation and even inspiration. Some are based on a particular religion, others focus on business settings. While being inspired to be a happier, more productive person is empowering, Inspiratree calls us to do more than maximize our own potential. Instead, we are called to actively widen the circle of those working for the greater good, by looking beyond the boundaries of our own experiences and inspiring others through our words, actions, and relationships. And if we're going to work for the greater good, I guess it's important for us to agree on what the greater good is. I have a friend in politics who says, "What is good for us is what is good for all of us." And I think that comes the closest for me in defining greater good. It is a way of seeing beyond our own self-interest, a way of examining the world, a way of opening our hearts to others, so that we work, as my friend says, for what is good for all of us. As it turns out, it's not as hard as you might think, because as people, we are very much the same, and a mother in Africa or a mother in Australia, or Iran, or the United States, share the same hopes and dreams for their children. In fact, so much about our lives is the same no matter where we go. Bread baking in a kitchen smells the same each place. In every family, a grandfather's strong hands have the same touch. We all recognize the jingle of coins, the music from a guitar, the gong of a bell. These things tie us together, along with our communal need to belong. Here is a poem that I wrote some years ago. It's called "Early Morning, Thinking of Jerusalem." The rooster outside in our yard crows his heart out. His loneliness grows louder and louder. A gift from an adopted grandparent whose rural passions made her sure my children needed a chicken. The rooster does not let us forget the importance of community. Lying here, listening to him, I think of all the exiles, all the outcasts, all those lost or displaced or forsaken. Even a dying Christ at the dawn of the era of great forgiveness cried out for an explanation of his solitary pain. There is a truth. We need each other. Communes, communities, homelands. An intentioned God made it so. As this day's light finds dusty streets half a pious world away, angry children will throw stones at young soldiers who will shoot back at angry children. Such longing and loneliness, such sadness. Let us put away the rocks and guns. When the rooster crows next, let us hear the call of those still desperate for a place to belong. A place to belong. There are so many people in the world today looking for a place to belong. And yet, the truth is we all belong to each other. And that's the basis for the greater good, the idea that you belong to all the other people in the world and they belong to you. There is a book out called The Greater Good by author and professor Claire Guardiani. At her website, ClaireGuardiani.com, she talks about the idea of the greater good. She says that the greater good is not only a good idea, but an American tradition. That for years and years, since our country's founding, we have been about collaboration, working together, and philanthropy, helping others. Her book is filled with inspiring ideas and true stories of those who have made a difference. Greater Good will remind you of the many ways we serve one another. And Claire challenges us, as members of the wealthiest nation, to reinvest our wealth through generous acts. I would expand that challenge beyond monetary gifts to include the idea of how we spend our time and energy. It's easy to do what's best for our own families, of course. The more honorable thing is to go beyond that and do what is best for others. That's the kind of thing we all can do. Each of us, no matter what our circumstances, can raise our chins a little bit to see out beyond our own needs and find ways that we can bless others. The poet Rumi said there were 100 ways to kneel and kiss the ground, 100 ways to approach the sacred, and I would argue there are 100 ways to do most things. While we don't have time to list the 100 ways to work for the greater good, we can talk about 10 of them, and so I'll offer those now. 10 everyday ways that we can work for the greater good. Number 1. See the world as one big, extended, if often dysfunctional, family. Number 2. Recognize that any time you get more than your fair share, someone else got less than they deserved. Number 3. Support leaders who are compassionate and policies that are inclusive. Number 4. Volunteer for a group that serves those in need. Number 5. Pray for specific groups of people you have never met. Number 6. Read and listen to material with which you disagree, and then consider why someone would hold such views. Number 7. At your job, take actions that improve the whole company or the whole organization. Number 8. Set aside a little time and energy every day to offer to others. Number 9. Realize your budget is a moral document. How much do you give to support causes bigger than your personal desires? And number 10, do something positive for your community that will not directly benefit you or your family. Well, we've come to the end of this week's In Spiritree journey. I hope after these moments of listening, you feel empowered to open your heart, meet the challenges ahead, and most importantly, to go out and make a difference. After all, the world is waiting. I'm Ann McCready. Have a spirit-filled week. You have been listening to Inspiration for the Greater Good, a podcast of In Spiritree Productions. You can find more inspiration, as well as information about In Spiritree programming and Ann McCready, at www.inspiritree.com, and also at Ann's daily blog, inspiritree.com/wordpress.